scale, variety, and an entertainment-first culture that produces a different kind of casino experience from anything you will find in Europe. The United States has more casinos than any other country in the world. According to the American Gaming Association, there are currently 1,011 casinos operating across 46 states, generating combined annual revenues that exceeded $70 billion in 2024. By any measure, this is the largest land-based casino market on the planet, and it operates on principles that differ from the European model that most internationally trained casino professionals will be familiar with. Understanding those differences, and the structural landscape that produces them, is the starting point for anyone considering the U.S. market. How the legal landscape works. The United States has no single national casino regulatory framework. Gambling law operates at the state level, and each of the 50 states has made its own decisions about what forms of gambling to permit, how to license and tax operators, and what restrictions to impose. The result is a patchwork that can be difficult to navigate from the outside, but is worth understanding in broad terms. Two states stand out as the historical anchors of the American casino industry. Nevada, home to Las Vegas, has had legal casino gaming since 1931 and remains the highest-grossing single state in the market, generating over $15 billion in gross gaming revenue in 2024. New Jersey, home to Atlantic City, opened its first casino in 1978 and is the second-largest commercial casino market in the country. Beyond these two, commercial casinos are legal in 24 states. The states that have joined the market in more recent decades include major markets like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Illinois, Ohio, Maryland, and New York, among others. Some states permit casinos only in certain geographic areas, riverboats along particular waterways, designated resort zones, or areas tied to existing entertainment districts. Tribal casinos add an additional layer. Under federal law, Native American tribes are permitted to operate casino gaming on tribal trust lands under agreements with state governments. There are over 500 tribal gaming operations across the country, many of them substantial properties, and they operate under a separate regulatory framework, the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act of 1988, rather than state commercial casino licensing. Tribal gaming generated approximately $41.9 billion in revenue in 2023 alone. For a European-trained professional, tribal casinos represent a sizable portion of the total job market that operates differently from the commercial casino sector. Hawaii and Utah are the only two states that ban all forms of gambling outright. The scale of the industry. The numbers that characterize U.S. casino gaming are difficult to contextualize without comparison. The $70 billion plus in annual commercial gaming revenue represents an industry larger than the combined casino markets of most other regions in the world. Nevada's gaming revenue alone exceeds the total casino revenue of most European countries. This scale produces an industry with enormous employment. The U.S. commercial casino sector supports approximately 1.75 million jobs and generates over $15 billion annually in state and local tax revenue. The major operators, MGM Resorts, Caesars Entertainment, Wynn Resorts, Hard Rock, Penn Entertainment, and others, run multi-property portfolios spanning multiple states and function as some of the largest hospitality companies in the world. For a casino professional, this scale means the job market is enormous. The variety across it, however, is equally striking. A dealer position in a large Las Vegas Strip property is a different experience from one in a regional riverboat casino in Louisiana, a tribal property in Oklahoma, or a boutique casino resort in the Midwest. The key markets. Las Vegas, Nevada. Las Vegas remains the most recognizable casino destination in the world and the benchmark against which most people measure American casino culture. The Las Vegas Strip, a stretch of Las Vegas Boulevard in the unincorporated towns of Paradise and Winchester, is home to the largest concentration of major casino properties anywhere on Earth. MGM Grand, Bellagio, Caesar's Palace, Wynn, The Venetian, Aria, Mandalay Bay, and dozens of others. These are not just casinos. They are integrated resort complexes with hotels, restaurants, entertainment venues, retail, and convention facilities built around the casino floor. The floor itself can span hundreds of thousands of square feet. It is a different category of operation from anything that exists in Europe. Atlantic City, New Jersey. Atlantic City is the East Coast's main destination casino market, though it has had a turbulent recent history with several major closures during the 2010s. The surviving properties including Hard Rock Atlantic City, Borgata, Caesars, Tropicana, and others continue to operate and benefit from New Jersey's active gaming regulatory environment. Atlantic City attracts day trip and weekend visitors from the large metropolitan populations of New York and Philadelphia. Macro-regional markets. Macro-regional markets have expanded over the past two decades. Detroit, Chicago, the Greater Philadelphia area, Baltimore, Cleveland, and Columbus all have major commercial casino properties that serve large local populations rather than destination tourists. These regional markets tend to operate differently from Las Vegas. Higher proportion of slot revenue, more local repeat clientele, and less of the theatrical spectacle that characterizes the Strip. Native American markets. Native American markets are distributed throughout the country but are particularly concentrated in states like California, Washington, Oklahoma, Florida, and Connecticut. Foxwoods Resort Casino and Mohegan Sun in Connecticut were, for a period, among the largest casino complexes in the world. The American Casino Experience. Entertainment over mathematics. This is where the biggest difference from European casino culture lies, and it is worth exploring in some detail. European casino gaming, particularly in the markets that trained most internationally experienced professionals, tends to be mathematically sophisticated. The players in a well-established European casino, particularly at roulette, often have a deep understanding of the game structure. They know the bets, they know the payouts, they know the probabilities. Heavy roulette sessions with complex combinations of voisins, tiers, orphelins, neighbors, and finals are a routine part of working on a busy European floor. The clientele came to play seriously, and they know how. American casino culture is built on a different foundation. The industry was constructed around the idea that gambling is one component of a broader entertainment experience. Dinner, a show, a hotel stay, a pool, a club, all wrapped around a casino floor that is designed to be accessible and enjoyable for people who may have little to no prior gambling experience. The emphasis on entertainment over mathematical sophistication is not incidental, it is deliberate and structural. Slot machines are the clearest expression of this. In the United States, slots generate the majority of casino revenue, typically between 60 and 80% of total gaming income at most properties. They require no skill, no knowledge of rules, and no prior experience. A guest can sit down at a machine and play immediately. The industry has built its financial model around this accessibility. At the table games, the dominant game is blackjack. American blackjack, typically dealt face up from a shoe, with rules around the dealer's soft 17, doubling, splitting, and surrender that vary by property and region, is the core table game product. American roulette uses a wheel with both a single zero and a double zero, giving the house a 5.26% edge compared to the 2.7% of European roulette. This is a player-unfriendly version of the game, and it is the default in most U.S. casinos outside of properties that have introduced European wheels as a premium option. The double zero is not an oversight. It is part of the American industry's design philosophy, where the games are built to be easy to play rather than optimal to play. Craps is another major difference. Virtually absent from European casino floors, craps is a major table game in American casinos and generates large revenue. For European-trained dealers moving into the U.S. market, learning craps is an effective way to expand employability. Properties value dealers who can cover the game, and it is not difficult to learn with proper training. Baccarat, particularly the high roller version, has grown rapidly in U.S. casinos over the past two decades, driven by the large number of high-wealth Asian visitors and residents on the West Coast and in major metropolitan areas. In Las Vegas, baccarat revenue at certain properties approaches or exceeds blackjack revenue during strong periods. Working in the U.S. market as a foreign-trained professional. For a dealer trained in the European tradition, the U.S. market presents some considerations worth understanding. Work authorization. This is the first barrier. Working legally in a U.S. casino requires the right to work in the United States, whether through citizenship, permanent residency, or a qualifying visa. The U.S. does not have the open labor market flexibility that exists within the European Union, and most casino positions require documentation before you can be considered. This is the practical starting point for any serious consideration of the American market. Game knowledge gaps. CRAPS is the most common gap for European-trained dealers. Learning it properly before applying to U.S. properties expands the range of positions available to you. American blackjack rules differ in detail from European blackjack, particularly around hole card procedures, doubling rules, and dealer standing/hitting rules, and these are worth knowing before a table test. The double zero American roulette wheel is mechanically the same to deal as European, but the different table layout and American betting conventions are worth familiarizing yourself with. The culture shift. The entertainment-first culture of American casinos shows up in how staff are expected to interact with guests. The emphasis on guest engagement, energy, and hospitality is more explicit than in most European casino environments. This is not a criticism. It is a different professional context, and adapting to it is part of working successfully in the U.S. market. The largest casino market in the world is also one of the most diverse and most entertainment-driven. Understanding its scale, its structure, and its philosophy is the starting point for any serious engagement with it.